For weeks now, we've been following some crucial and close Senate races around the country. Here are the numbers. Democrats are defending 53 seats with current leads that might give them at least 51 seats after the election. Republicans, now with 47 seats in the Senate, seem only to have 43 seats secure. We look closely at six Senate races with local reporters in those states. You can hear those conversations at takeaway.org. But we want to wind it all up with Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. Todd, is the Senate in play in 2012?
Well, the Senate has always been in play, John. Certainly it is still, even though the likelihood, as you just sort of ran down some of the specifics there, looks decreasingly likely that Republicans can take over the Senate. And the funny thing about that is, you know, it was just about two and a half months ago when Republicans in Washington and operatives around the country were saying, yeah, you know, the chances of us winning the White House are really slim. We're pouring a lot of our resources and a lot of our effort into taking back the Senate because that's a right plum and we're going to do that. Well, now, just a day before the election, it seems like almost the opposite. They've got a fighting chance for the White House and the Senate is looking increasingly unlikely.
Now, we've talked a lot about influence of Sandy on the election. It seems as though one place Sandy's not going to have much of an influence is on close Senate races, as far as I can tell. What are you seeing?
Well, the only one where you might expect, there are a couple where you might look hard to see if Sandy's having an impact. Virginia, certainly, which has been a close race and a toss-up race almost this entire election. That's a former Governor Tim Kaine against former Governor and former Senator George Allen, both 100% name recognition in the state of Virginia and a real sort of Virginia clash of the Titans race. Tim Kaine is up in this race, John, 2-3, and has had a lead for most of the race, and this would have been, or this will be, if Allen can pull it off, a key Republican pickoff. That's a Democratic seat left by Senator Jim Webb, who's retiring, and that would be a key Republican pickoff, although difficult for Republicans. As I said, Kaine remains up 2-3, and Allen hasn't really broken through this entire race. People are going to be watching that one closely. Connecticut is another one, which Republicans were hoping they might be able to pull off an upset there. Linda McMahon, the former WWE World Wrestling CEO, against Chris Murphy, the congressman in Connecticut. Republicans were really hoping that they might be able to pull off a win and pick up a seat there. But Chris Murphy maintains a 4 to 5 point lead in most of the averages, and it's an uphill climb for her in a solid blue state, another state affected by Sandy.
Although we heard some amazing stuff last week. I don't know if you heard this detail, that McMahon is actually paying for campaign workers in the largely black inner cities of Bridgeport and New Haven and basically employing people who are unemployed, some of whom are unemployed from Sandy, but employing them as get-out-the-vote workers in those highly populated areas of Hartford, New Haven, and Bridgeport.
Linda McMahon has been through this before. She's been through a Senate race in Connecticut and lost. She's not only doing that, she is leaving mailers on people's doors that encourage people to vote for President Obama, because frankly, in Connecticut, she knows they will anyway, but also to vote for her. She's done this before.
Interesting. How about the Massachusetts race? That's just up north of Connecticut. That's been tight, wall-to-wall, wire-to-wire here.
Marquee race, and here's why. This is a Republican seat. Incumbent Scott Brown is already a senator. Remember, he won in that special election a couple of years ago against Elizabeth Warren. Now, the reason this is such a marquee race, this is a Republican seat. Warren has a lead, 3 to 4 points. It's about the size of her lead for most of the race. It's tightened somewhat. But if Scott Brown loses this race, that's a Republican loss. That takes one out of their column. As you said, it's 53 to 47. They need four pickups to get the Senate majority. You could see how they might win four Senate races and pick up Democratic seats, but if they lose Massachusetts, that takes one away. And every time, there are a couple of others that they might lose Republican seats. So that's why Massachusetts is so key. If Republicans lose it, it becomes really, really hard to see how they can take the Senate.
Let's focus on Indiana. It seems like Indiana is a referendum on the entire Tea Party episode that began in 2010. Your thoughts?
Richard Murdoch, of course, a Tea Party nominee, and his comments about rape and abortion, which everybody has heard by now and we've covered on the show, are figuring key into this race. Now, that's just like Massachusetts, although a little bit different. Everybody could have conceived how Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat, would win in blue Massachusetts. But Joe Donnelly, the Democrat here, I mean, it's almost unconscionable that he has a real shot. In fact, right now is leading somewhat in the polls to take out the Tea Party favorite, the nominee, Richard Murdoch. If Republicans Republicans lose Indiana, devastating blow. No chance to take the Senate if that happens, and Democrats will have gotten a plum that they couldn't believe that they won.
In Missouri, can McCaskill, the Democrat, the incumbent, hold on?
A couple of months ago, she was the most vulnerable Democrat in the United States. She was the one who had a big target on her back, John. Republicans were going to take her out, and it was going to be relatively easy. Claire McCaskill has also benefited from a Republican opponent, a conservative, who said things about abortion and rape that have affected him in a similar way that they're affecting Murdoch up there in Indiana right now. Claire McCaskill, who was supposed to lose, 6 to 7 points in the lead right now, but you still have to watch it closely. Wow. Missouri's a red state. Barack Obama is going to lose there. So Claire McCaskill needs a lot of ticket splitting. She needs people who are going to vote for Mitt Romney to turn around and vote for her. It appears those people do exist, but she needs to preserve the fact that there's going to be some ticket splitting there, and ticket splitting in other states too.
Can Paul Ryan, the vice presidential candidate, deliver his state of Wisconsin for Mitt Romney and for the Senate candidate, Tommy Thompson?
And so same dynamic, ticket splitting, right? Wisconsin is going to be incredibly close between Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden. But down ballot, Tammy Baldwin, the congresswoman, still has a pretty healthy 2 to 3 point lead over former governor, former three-time governor, and cabinet member Tommy Thompson. She's also going to probably need some ticket splitting to survive. The polls suggest that she'll probably have that. The question is, when people go into the ballot box, do they preserve what the polls say, which is anyone can win Wisconsin. Maybe Obama has a point, maybe a point lead there. Her lead seems to be healthier. Are people splitting tickets, voting for the hometown boy, Paul Ryan, but turning around and voting for Tammy Baldwin instead of Tommy Thompson?
Last question before we go. Is Citizens United and outside money is really the issue in Montana, Nebraska, and North Dakota? What do you think?
Well, Montana's the big one to watch, the big marquee race. Nebraska's still probably red. That's going to be a Republican pickoff. Ben Nelson retiring. Republicans are going to get that one back. Montana, Denny Rehberg, the congressman, versus incumbent John Tester, the senator. Absolute toss-up. A dead heat. You wouldn't believe the amount of money pouring into rural Montana. There's probably, you know, I don't know how much. There's probably $1,000 a person, every voter, pouring into Montana right now. And they're sick of it over there, and they should be. But that is an absolute toss-up race. Republicans absolutely need to pick off Montana, or again, no prayer to take the Senate. They need it. They need John Tester out.
What will happen in the Senate? Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. We'll find out. Thanks so much.
Sure thing.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.